Hi, welcome to this episode of Nonsense with Chloe Bellasosa, the podcast where we talk about all of the nonsense of life. I'm your host, Chloe. Let's get into it. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be doing a different type of episode. I know we've only done like 3 episodes, so it can't really be that different, but it is a story time episode, which I am very excited about, and I was inspired by a conversation that I had earlier today with my cousin. It is also different than normal because usually I record these early in the day, like an hour or 2 hours after I wake up. So this one we're recording at night at like 10 p.m. So it's really exciting. Welcome. It's a nice little late night chat. It's not that late, but you know, you get the gist. So on this day, no, I'm just kidding. So it was the summer before my freshman year, so summer of 8th grade going into freshman year. Me and my friend were fundraising so that we could go on our school's Europe trip the next summer. And that day we were fundraising by selling chocolate bars. And we were going around the city, just walking, going into businesses and selling to people. And so we got to this one building that was just this really tall building. It was full of a bunch of different businesses. Each floor had like 2 or 3 businesses on it. And so I think we took the elevator up to the top and worked our way down. And so we were just selling chocolate. And at this point, we had been doing it for like a couple hours, not just in this one particular building, but like different businesses. And we'd gotten to this building. And so we were going through the building, working our way down from the top floor. And we got to the third floor. I think it was 5 floors. So we got to the third floor. And we were selling in this office. There were only like 3 people in there at the time. It was like 2 ladies and a guy. And the guy bought some and was like, hey, I'll take you guys down to another floor. I know some people that work there, and I'm sure they'll buy from you if I escort you there. And so we're like, yeah, that'd be great. Okay. And so we walk with him out of the office and like go towards the elevator stair area. And keep in mind, this guy is, like, a big dude. Like, he's built. Like, this guy was big and, like, muscular and just, like, bulky and tall. And we were little. We're, like, me as a freshman, I'm 5'4 now, which is pretty small. But as a freshman, I think I was, like, 5'1, like, barely 5 feet. And so I was little, and my friend was, like, a little bit taller than me, like, 5'2", maybe. And both of us were, like, pretty, like, lanky, scrawny kids. And puberty hadn't hit that hard yet, but we were both pretty, pretty little. And he was like, okay, let's go, let's get in the elevator, let's go down there. And me being my little naive self was like, yeah, let's do it, let's go. I don't know if I got in the elevator yet or not, but my friend was like, I'm actually really scared of elevators, like, I'm claustrophobic, and I don't do elevators, so I'm gonna take the stairs. And then I, like, processed why she was saying that, and I was like, oh, this man is very big, and yeah, we probably shouldn't be in an elevator with him. That's kind of scary. And so I got out of the elevator, and I was like, oh, I should go with her. And he kept, like, pushing it, and he was like, No, it's fine. Like, it's just a couple floors. Like, just take the elevator. It'll be fine. He's like, and he just kept, like, pushing it over and over again. Like, keep saying, like, no, it's fine. Just get in the elevator. Just get in the elevator. Just get in the elevator. And he started to get, like, frustrated and kind of aggressive about it. And, sorry, I need some water. My throat's a little. So good. Oh yeah, and so he kept pushing it and pushing it. We were like, the more he did that, the weirder it got, and the more like, dude, you're way too obsessed with the idea of us going in this elevator with you. Like, this is creepy and weird and super uncomfortable. And we're like, no, it's okay. We're just gonna take the stairs, and we're not gonna budge on it. And I mean, the man kept pushing it, so it was like, at this point, we know you're, like, real desperate for this to happen, so there's no trust in us going with you anymore, at least for me. And so, me and my friend take the stairs, and he's like, okay, just meet me on the first floor. So, we walk down the flights of stairs. We're on the third floor, so we make our way down to the first floor. It's a stairwell, so there's just stairs, and then each floor has, like, a little platform with a door. So, we got to the first floor. And we opened the door, and tell me why, it was a parking garage. It was a parking garage. Like, it was a parking lot. And so, me and my friend looked at each other, and my friend was like, I knew he was trying to pull something. And so, both of us book it. We start running up those stairs. And we get to the second floor, and we try to open the door, and it's locked. And then we try to run up to the next floor, but that's the floor that he worked on. So, we didn't open that door. And then we went to the fourth floor, and we opened the door, and we went out, and we went in the hallway, and we were like, what are we gonna do? Like, we're trying to figure out what to do. And so we decided to go into one of the offices there, and it was, like, pretty much all ladies that worked there. All women. And they were all, like, my friend was crying at this point. Like, she was really scared, and understandably really scared. And she was crying, and the ladies were like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And we kind of, like, filled them in on what had happened and told them, like, yeah, we were selling candy, and this guy kept pushing for us to get in the elevator with him, and it was really uncomfortable. And he just, like, would not let it go, and he was getting really aggressive about it. And my friend's really crying and, like, scared. I'm not crying yet, but I was, like, really freaked out. And so we're just, like, really scared. The ladies were so nice and, like, just listening to us. And they were, like, they got kind of pissed, too. They were, like, I can't believe he did that. That's disgusting behavior. Like, he should not have done that to you guys. Of course you're scared. It's okay, we're not gonna let anything happen to you. They were so nice. They were the nicest people ever. And two of the ladies, like, sat with us, and they led us into their, like, meeting room, or their conference room, and it had, like, really big windows. It was nice. And there was no one else in there, just us, me and my friend, and the two ladies. And they brought us a candy, they brought us a bunch of chocolate and mints and, like, different little hard candies and some snacks, and they're like, do you need water? Like, it's gonna be okay, we're not gonna let anything happen to you, just stay here. We're gonna call the police. So they called the police, and they were like, can you call your parent or your coach? And so I called our coach, my friend and my coach, and she answered, and she was, like, so pissed off the entire conversation and with the whole situation. She was just mad the entire time. But at us, like, me and my friend, rather than the fact that we were freaked out anyway. So, I called her, and I explained the situation, saying, like, this guy was really creepy, and it was really uncomfortable, and he tried to get us into the parking garage, and we're really scared, and we just want to go. So can you come pick us up? And she responded with, like, being so pissed off. And I think it was because, like, we weren't supposed to get picked up for, like, a couple hours. So she was probably in the middle of something. But that's, like, no excuse. Because we were really scared. And so she was like, yeah, I guess I'll be there in like 45 minutes. And I was like, okay, bye. And then I hung up and I started crying. I started crying so hard because I was like, I just want to go home. And the ladies that were in there with us were like, oh no, it's okay, don't cry, don't cry. And I was like, she said she's not going to be here for another 45 minutes. And they were like, it's okay, we're going to wait with you. And so we just kind of chilled there for 45 minutes. And me and my friend were just kind of like talking it over, saying like, what the heck just happened? Like trying to rationalize it and figure it out. It didn't really work, but we really tried. And so we were just like sitting there in their office, and they were sitting there with us, trying to talk to us, distract us. They were so sweet. And so we just waited. Our coach came, and then we went with her, and then we waited for the police to come. And then we filled out a police report, and pretty much all I remember from the police report is they asked me my name, and I was like, they're like, your first, middle, and last name. And I was like, oh, Chloe Bellasosa. And they were like, oh, that's so pretty. I love how that flows. It's so nice. And it made me feel better, kind of. It was really sweet. It's always stuck with me to this day. Like, that was nice. That was really nice. And then the police wanted us to go back to the office that guy was in, and to identify him. And both me and my friend were like so freaked out, we didn't want to do it. And they were like, this is really important, so we know that he doesn't do this again to anyone else. And we were like, oh, fine, okay. So we went, and our coach is still super pissed off that she has to do this with us, and is pretty rude. And so we go to the office, and then the manager of the office that the guy worked in comes out, and she's mad, and she's like, he would never do anything like that. Like, I don't know where these accusations are coming from. Like, pretty much invalidating everything we were saying. And then she was like, yeah, he's not even here, he's on break. And me and my friend were like, yeah, of course he's not here. But then they had us identify him from his ID. We were like, and it was him. So we were like, yeah, that's him. And they were like, okay, so this is what we're gonna do. And they pretty much just, like, the police pretty much just told us, like, their plan of action was to tell the guy, like, hey, you need to be more conscious of how your actions affect other people, and this is not okay. Like, trying to force young girls into an elevator is not okay, and having them go to the parking garage when you tell them that you're going to show them to an office so they can sell more candy is not okay, and they're really scared, and you really freak them out. So, I don't know. Me and my friend were like, that's not enough. But it was, they gave him a warning. So we then left, and our coach was so mad the entire time and really, like, pissed off. And so we drove home. Oh, also, I remember this other part. My friend who I was with was texting, because there were two other girls who are also our friends who are selling nearby. And she kept texting them, like, don't come, danger. And they, like, made fun of her for that for, like, years. But she was trying to keep them safe, and she was really scared. So it's understandable. But yeah, it's kind of funny. Anyway, so we left and we went home, and yeah, me and my friend really never really talked about it again. I think it was very traumatizing for both of us. But now it's kind of funny to look back on and laugh. So I hope you enjoyed this story time, and we'll do more of them soon. Bye.